This is our devotional commentary for Psalm 88. I'm Pastor Doug Corlew. Welcome to the Abide Podcast, where we daily begin with the reading of God's Word. O Lord, God of my salvation, I cry out day and night before you. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my cry. For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draws near to Sheol. I am counted among those who go down to the pit. I am a man who has no strength, like one set loose among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, like those whom you remember no more, for they are cut off from your hand. You have put me in the depths of the pit, in the regions dark and deep. Your wrath lies heavy upon me, and you overwhelm me with all your waves. You have caused my companions to shun me. You have made me a horror to them. I am shut in so that I cannot escape. My eye grows dim through sorrow. Every day I call upon you, O Lord. I spread out my hands to you. Do you work wonders for the dead? Do the departed rise up to praise you? Is your steadfast love declared in the grave, or your faithfulness in Abaddon? Are your wonders known in the darkness, or your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? But I, O Lord, cry to you. In the morning my prayer comes before you. O Lord, why do you cast my soul away? Why do you hide your face from me? Afflicted and close to death from my youth up, I suffer your terrors. I am helpless. Your wrath has swept over me. Your dreadful assaults destroy me. They surround me like a flood all day long. They close in on me together. You have caused my beloved and my friend to shun me. My companions have become darkness. Perhaps we expected this bleak prayer to take a more positive and hopeful turn at some point. But in Psalm 88, the lights never seem to come on. As this believer prays to God, the loneliness and despair only intensify until he finally ends with the sad admission that darkness is my closest friend. Verse 18. Here is a crisis of faith at the deepest level. The lament is genuinely bitter, reminding us that those who follow God may, at times, feel abandoned by Him. The psalmist testifies of lifelong suffering and troubles beyond measure. He has no strength left, and his very life seems to be slipping away from him. On the one hand, this man's prayer is depressing. On the other hand, at least this man is praying. Sometimes periods of spiritual darkness can last longer than we expect. But even when we feel hopeless, we can still pray. We can tell God exactly how we feel. We can worship God even with our despair. By so doing, we actually demonstrate true faith and real victory. Satan told God that no one serves him unless they are getting something out of it. But like Job, the psalmist is praying and serving God for nothing. Material benefits have disappeared. He feels overwhelmed by suffering and forgotten by God. Yet he still cries out day and night to the God of his salvation. Verse 1. James M. Boyce wrote, "It is good that we have a psalm like this, but it is also good that we have only one." End quote. Though it's sorrowful from beginning to end, it serves to remind us that life does not always have happy endings. While God assures us that He has a good purpose for all that happens, this does not necessarily mean we will see or understand that purpose. Job certainly didn't. In the Hebrew text, darkness is the last word of Psalm 88. But it does not have to be the last word for us. For the ancient Israelites, not much revelation had been given concerning the afterlife. They spoke of the grave as Sheol, and for the most part, they regarded death as a condition of silence, gloom, and inactivity. But we know there's much more to the story than this because of the appearing of our Savior, Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, 2 Timothy 1:10. Psalm 88 comforts us, not only by assuring us that we are not alone in our miseries, but also by giving words to a prayer that Jesus himself might well have uttered in Gethsemane or on the cross. Because he took the ultimate darkness of God's wrath against sin, we know that God will never abandon you or me. He is there with us, even when we can't feel him at all. Thanks for listening to the Abide Podcast. For more information about Summit Church of Alta, go to summitefc.com. And I'll meet you again next time as we abide, living daily in the Word.